At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We will get to Bill's Thrills in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends in Holdridge at First Rate Ag.
First
not
rate.
Second rate, not third rate, but First Rate Ag, a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. Been around for 26 years in business. Please reach out to Parker or Chris at 308-995-8327 or go to firstrateag.com. Can you have the summit, Bill, despite not being here tomorrow?
What's that?
The Thursday summit.
Oh,
with
yes,
Parker.
Yes, we will still talk. And also, Parker's on Zoom right now with everyone at the big meeting, with the corn sweat meeting. He's part of this. I didn't want to bring it up because I wanted to wait for his section to come up. So he is on Zoom because he's a little further out. And he had to be doing some field work today, but he's on Zoom right now speaking with the trainers, just letting him know about the corn sweat because he's a big part of this because he had the crop protection was so good. That's what created the incredible yield, which made the incredible amount of humidity, which is going to affect the game on Saturday.
Corn sweat.
So he is a very big part of it. So he's on Zoom right now talking to everyone down at the Tom Osborne complex.
And Parker's a relatively young guy too.
Very young.
Parker and Trevor, you can get them mixed up.
Yes. You can.
Young. Good. Very athletic. If you want to get like a co-ed softball team together, I'd start with those two to get that. And then you have to mix it up like that and get the team set together. But I would start with those two right away.
I know Trevor.
Trevor would be kind of a vacuum at shortstop. And I see Parker as a center fielder just covering ground.
Have I met Parker?
I don't think you've met Parker.
Okay.
Very athletic.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, before Bill's Thrills, Thunder Dave on YouTube says, shout out from the big island of Hawaii right now.
Always listen
to the pod, but never live. I'm listening live right now, though.
What time is it?
About 5 hours different, five or six.
It's either 2:46 or 3:46 a.m.
He's on the big island?
He's on the big island of Hawaii.
Listening to us?
Thank you to Thunder Dave.
Thunder Dave, that's incredible.
Wonder what the connection is. I
wonder what that could be.
That's amazing. Okay, we got to get to Bill's
Yes,
Thrills.
Yes, we do.
What's today?
Let's get the intro, and we'll fire it up after that. Intro time on Bill's Thrills.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, is it a wild card Wednesday? Is it
wild
a
card
Wednesday?
Okay, wild card Wednesday. Sweet. I did talk to Scott and Ty yesterday
you did.
On the phone. Yes.
How are they?
Great. They had a customer. I tried to help them out like that. So the send them
we
some,
do.
Yeah, they have some business coming.
You send them
way.
Some business.
Yes.
And
that's what we do. That's what we help out the breakers, those who advertise with us. That's just what we do. But I'm telling you right now, something hit me yesterday. So we're way off pace. It's not football. It's not anything.
Okay.
It's just that, first of all, the country, it's a mess. No, it's not. The country's not a mess. There's spirit animals everywhere. And I wanted to hit on some spirit animals.
I like this. Spirit
and how
animals.
The spirit animals. We talk
spirit
about Sarah.
Spirit animals.
But I'm just telling you right now, my fandom of random, mindless acts of kindness. My fandom.
Mindless acts.
Of fandom. mindless acts of kindness. Great people still exist.
I'm pulled in here.
I'm at Hy-Vee the other day. I'm going through the line with this very nice lady in front of me. She's hectic. She's getting stuff done. And she gets done, and she has a big, a lot of stuff that she just purchased. She got a big deal. She goes, and they have the fuel saver at Hy-Vee. You punch the number in like that, and you get discount gas for it. I don't do it. She looks over at me and goes, hang on real quick. Do you have a fuel saver number? I'll just give you my number, and then you can take the money off of this to put it on your card to have it. I'm almost like, who does that?
Nobody.
Who does that? Then all of a sudden, she thought the first
I've
thing.
Never
even had it. The first thing she thought of was someone else. Right away, thought of someone else. The ability to think of others.
So you could use her fuel saver.
Yeah,
I could save money.
Yeah,
wow. That's just incredibly kind.
She's like, I get mine at Sam's or Costco or something. If you want mine, you can have it. Instead of just being mindless acts of kindness, I did not because I didn't know how to do it. Because Laura does it, and I don't even know what the number is. Then it gets better. So we have someone come over that's by our house, and they're helping us with the project there. And I've done a massive pruning of trees. I mean, and I've got a pile. It's ginormous, where I'd hauled it all over on this side piece of concrete that we have, got it all set and ready to go like that. And I take it, and then I cut it all up, and I put it into those paper lawn bags. It takes a lot of time, and Laura does it too. It takes a long time. All of a sudden, there's this young man, probably 18 years old. He had picked all of it up in like four different loads and loaded it into his trailer. I didn't even talk to him. I go, what are you doing? He goes, I thought I'd just help out. It's like you had a bunch of stuff here. And I thought I'd just throw in the back of my trailer.
Random acts of kindness.
Random. And I was like, oh my. I said, this is incredible that you. So once again, America's fine.
Random.
Random acts of that. I'm at the car wash. I'm getting my truck washed. The guy jumps out right there and he's like, coach, football 2 days. This is incredible. Asked me for some things and stuff. Then I'm pulling in and I'm like, oh crap. I don't have the retractable mirrors. It's kind of hard like that. Guy jumps out. Boom, 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 boom. Goes the other side. Hell, I'll put him in for you real quick. Random acts of kindness that show up. My fandom of random mindless acts of kindness. I'm just telling you, it's addictive. I mean, it talk about a spirit animal. They changed my whole day when someone just one thing like that.
Think about that.
Hey, do you want to have my fuel saver stuff right there? Yeah. It's like, are you kidding me?
That's very kind.
I agree with you. There's a lot of that out there.
There's so many good people. And it is, I mean, I left Hy-Vee on a high. I was like, wow, I just went in there to get some stuff. And all of a sudden I go, this lady was incredible. It's everywhere. Anytime you do just simple acts of kindness.
Yeah, you got to think about
that.
The guy
picked up enough stuff. He had to take several trips to pick it up. And it's laying there. The reason I leave it lay there is because I let all the leaves die on it. Then I can cut them up easier and put and stash them easier. That's what I do. He's like, don't worry about it. And then he kind of looked at me.
Get a trailer.
Like, kind of looked at me like I was crazy. Like, what's the big deal? I'm like, no, it is kind of a big deal that you did that.
It is.
So, like I said, I'm way off. I'm way out there on this one.
No, you're not.
I like this one.
But
no, it's a good one.
I just, when people.
You're not way out there.
Fandom of random.
When people do things like that, how it changed your life. And that is, like we talked about, you know, like be the newbie. Be the one who finds the newbie. A new person 100. In school and that type of thing. Same thing. If you're just somewhat nice to someone at school today, on the smallest deal, it changes everything.
Or you can just sit by yourself.
Just change it. That's what you said. Listen, if you're just working through some stuff, just sit by yourself and deal with it. That's what Simple taught us.
Don't talk.
You're
it
fine.
Out.
You're fine.
Don't
shut
talk
up.
It out.
Keep eat your meal and just be happy if the other kids have friends. That's what Steve Simple told us to do. Just don't worry about it. Just eat alone, and their life's better than yours.
Leave your problems to yourself.
Squash the problems.
Keep to yourself.
And just be happy.
Nobody wants to hear your problems.
Nobody wants to hear your problems. That's what Petrenko would tell us. No one really cares. So, yeah. Just
all right. Random acts of kindness. And if you do a random act of kindness, you will feel better.
Yes.
You will feel better.
There was, I'm not going to name names, but there was a younger freshman came up to Gigi after this event at a pep rally the other day. And just told her, she goes, Gigi, I thought you did great tonight.
There you go.
From a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And guess
compliment.
What? Gigi talked to us about it. She goes, this is really cool. This is what happened today. And I'm just like, oh, well, I go, you've probably done some. Good. But I mean, the little things that can change.
It is so big.
Did pies change our day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did the watermelon change our day? We get watermelon.
Mossman
yesterday.
Shows up with watermelon.
The attorney.
Yes. The attorney of the stars with watermelon.
Watermelon.
But we didn't acknowledge it. I'm glad you did that. Yeah, he took time to come in with How many?
But just any little things like that can just change you. Do it. Do it. Be that person. Be the spirit animal. Be Sarah.
I think it is very meaningful. Just little things. Just little things.
Anything from
Ben,
the tech,
please.
We got some response on the text line. Kmart Steve says, Bill must have looked fairly disheveled in the line at Hy-Vee for the lady to feel that kind of sorry for him. Come on, Kmart Steve.
I might have.
I don't think it was that.
She's just being kind.
I might have. I might look a little bit disheveled. There's a chance.
I need help, sir.
Yeah. I think since you did also said, do you need help to your car? Do you know where your car's at, sir? I can help you. Do you have a panic button on your? Just press this button. It'll beep. We'll get you there. Just eat by yourself. You're fine. Be happy if the others have a better life than you. Yes.
Be envious. Be envious
of the other people.
Nobody cares about your problems.
No one cares about your problems. Squelch him. Who should you talk to? Nobody. Don't talk to anybody. Get home. Your parents ask your day. Your day's fine.
Just leave the person alone.
Leave it.
We did have some positive. Chase says, I had somebody let me use the rewards points at the grocery store in Ashland, home of Romans, by the way. Yeah. Saved me $20 on my groceries with their rewards points.
Yeah, every so often.
Every little thing like that is just it is just one of those things that's just like, wow.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And Ted on the text line says,
Ted,
I want to say to all three of you, you always make my day and you're all very much appreciated. #. Kindness.
Wow,
that's
Ted.
Nice.
Ted, do we hear from
would we
Ted?
Would we be considered spirit animals for Ted?
That would be. Could we be? That's a compliment.
Ted, let us.
We
that'd
are.
Be a huge compliment. Thank you, Ted. That's very nice of you.
God bless.
Very
you.
Nice.
Thank you, Ted. Appreciate that.
Yes.
And Mick on YouTube says, shout out to Sip real quick. Met him at a Casey's. He was very kind. We even talked motorcycles for a little bit. Thanks for keeping it real. Steve.
You're welcome, Mick. You're
Mick. Welcome.
I think people would find out that we talk to everybody.
Me too.
We're pretty good about
if somebody
it.
Wheels up or just like that, hey, like that, or gives you, hut, hut, whatever, I stop and talk to anybody. Like that.
At Technology Days, we talked to that guy.
Whoever, talk to people. I talked to
everybody.
You guys
went to Technology Days.
We did. It was a great time.
And you had that picture with Sonny.
We're sad that you weren't there, but you were busy. You had media stuff.
I have a job.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I came back from Giltner. We met up.
We did.
Jake tricked him into an extra ice cream cone. I go, some people got two, and Jake goes, I had two. It was almost at the same time. I spray tanned. It was right in the same deal. I had two.
Yeah, I had two. And the meal was
I think Jake would
by
be
the
spirit animal of our show. Yeah, so, he would be. Yeah. He's very kind. He's always helping. Because you and me need a lot of help. The help we need is a lot.
100.
We do. So Jake does all
I'd
that for
I'd say Ben's
us.
a bit of a spirit
Ben
animal.
Is.
Too.
He has takes and everything. He's got takes.
On everything. There's not one thing Ben won't comment on.
We could
not
be down thing. And Ben has a takes on something. He's lift his back up.
As soon as break happens, Ben comes out of the producer room and he's out in the middle of things. He has some things
today,
to say.
Today the big one was, I don't know why you put lemon on pie.
That was his big one.
That was a big one. Yeah.
Before I get to the game show, Phil Ruhlman. Yeah, from Ruhlman Steakhouse.
No way.
He's an everyday breakery comic. He says, I need to bring steak and eggs to you guys as an act of kindness. We would gladly accept.
We would accept. We would love that.
with John Benton.
If him and John Benton show up again, I'll lose my mind.
Without even
snowing? I thought about this the other day.
Surprise?
John Benton ran Wilderness Ridge at age 15. He ran Wilderness Ridge. He was taking tee times, and he was also the head chef. He was doing everything.
He handled their books.
He did all their accounting. And he did all their accounting.
Swim helped him.
Swim would go over there from Amigos and help him out. At age 15, he was the head chef. He ran the entire kitchen, also took tea times, and also did the books.
I'm really
and cleaned the carts once in a while.
Yeah, John Benton.
I feel somewhat honored that Phil Ruhlman listens to our show.
I'm in shock.
He chimes in about every day on YouTube.
Could you imagine what Phil's schedule's like?
Yeah.
Because you know he's still on boards and everything.
Right. With Gallup.
You know he's still running that because he invented it.
We need to tighten up.
Yeah, we got to get better. Thank you, Phil. Yeah. We all want to be a Phil.
Jake, can we tighten up?
We got to be a Phil.
To a certain extent. Sarah on YouTube, not Sarah Madsen.
Okay. Are you sure it's not Sarah Madsen?
Spirit animal. Sarah says, I didn't even like football when I started listening to this show. I just liked your kind and fun banter. Now I'm becoming a true Husker. Thank you all.
I don't even like football either.
I bet she's building a breaker. I bet she's brought other people into the loop too.
Build a breaker, Sarah.
I bet she's expanding.
What do you call it? Build a breaker.
Expand the circle. Expand the circle.
You call it build a breaker.
Build a breaker.
I like that. Yeah.
It's been a part of
Let people know. Yeah. Let people. Has it?
Yeah.
And you have to let them know about the app, though. You really have to let them know about the app.
Build a breaker was definitely a
Was I out that day?
Nope. You were here.
I might have been out.
We all talked about it.
You said you liked the idea. You loved it.
That was the week I was in Texas.
Nope. You were here. Definitely here.
Build a breaker.
Nope.
I think it was that day you were talking about that person that lifts weights. And that's incredible.
Let's play the game show.
Have I ever talked about it? Yep, yesterday.
Right now. 464-5685.
My dad goes, something's wrong with Sip. I think he's had a stroke.
My left leg is tinkly. I will say that.
Dad's almost 90, and he was worried about you having a stroke.
He was. Today,
and Barney Cotton's had a heart transplant. Mm. He told me I look old.
What happened to you?
You got old.
Today's topic on
what
the
is
game
it, Jake?
Show. It's a wild card Wednesday, also like Bill's Thrills. And today, we have done this for a while. It's one of our favorite ones. Lincoln Intersections. That's right.
You get off your phone. GG.
Well, I had to look at something quick.
All right.
Okay, go ahead. I won't get any of these.
You know, you're all these zero businesses at intersections.
You've lived in this town quite a few years.
I've lived here four times. I didn't realize that. I came here and moved away four times.
See?
Yeah.
You should know the town.
Keep circling back.
464-5685. Shut up, Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip, and Bill in trivia. Today, our topic is Lincoln Intersections. Businesses, I'll give you the intersection and which corner it's on and what type of business it is.
This one in particular, this topic is all about locking in. And it's just envisioning that intersection.
We need North Lincoln for Sipple. Need to be north of the O.
I believe I got all parts of Lincoln covered.
Because he
here
sent
today.
Me to the wrong intersection to get
dead sure.
He did. He did. And was it?
I was really obnoxious about it.
He was too. No, it's there. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here right now. It's not here.
I'm looking all around. I don't see what you're talking about.
It's not here.
Okay, we've got Dan. Dan, how do you feel about Lincoln intersections today?
I feel pretty good.
All right. Okay. Bill is a lifeline for Sip for one question as always. Dan, first question goes to you. What restaurant is on the northwest corner of 16th and Old Cheney?
16th and Old
Cheney. Dan, northwest corner.
I think I know it.
You're going to have to.
This is for Dan.
Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
Culver's.
I had
Brilliant. Culver's
I had.
Is correct.
I did.
God, I didn't.
Had,
have,
I did.
Have that
I
one?
Had that one.
Okay, Bill
I
had.
Did have
okay,
that
Bill
one.
Had that one. All right. Sip
you're
over
still,
to you.
But you're still in. You're still in play.
Okay. Sip. First question. What
Sorry,
restaurant is on the northwest corner of 56th and O?
Well, I'll get this. Don't worry. Northwest. North.
Arby's.
Well, don't do that. I think I would have gotten that. That's okay, though. I mean, you got.
I want to make sure he helped out for one.
I want to be part of the show. So sometimes you box me out. Sometimes you box me out.
All right, Dan.
That's right, Jake. Let me do the show remote. No, zero interest.
No, I just said it's a lot to take. The
me and Steve have built this show from the ground up.
That's not what I said.
You're not needed. Nope. Our numbers are the same, no matter what.
That's not what I said. The Comrex.
What is wrong with you?
I was willing to travel with an extra suitcase. I was willing to do that. Set up in my hotel.
Suitcase.
It's a suitcase full of headphones.
That sounds like a pleasant trip for you.
You are. Come on.
Back to Dan. Dan, yeah, take the lead, your last question. What restaurant is at the southwest corner of 27th and Superior?
This is you. This is you.
I didn't hear it.
Restaurant at the southwest corner of 27th and Superior.
I'll get this.
Oh, man.
I got it. I do got it. I got it.
Five. Four.
Three.
I got it.
I know this isn't right, but I can picture an Applebee's over there.
No. That's a little bit.
I gotta make sure.
A little bit further south.
South.
Southwest.
27th and Superior.
You don't have to take it.
Wait a second. I'm a little.
Is it still open?
Yeah. Hold on, Bill. Don't do this to me. It's IHOP.
IHOP.
Da Vinci's on the north.
IHOP
is correct. So it's a 2-1 lead. This is for
it's
the
still
win.
Open.
What I got confused was I went to a different as at the wrong as
at the wrong side,
wrong intersection. Yeah. I was
all like, right. What's the score?
2-1. You lead.
We
and
can
Bill,
win it.
Bill
Steve.
Has already helped you.
We've been getting beat up on.
What's your record? 9-8. Okay, you guys are okay.
All right, but we want this
sip
one.
For the win on your own. Bill can't help. What business is at the southeast corner of 17th and South Street?
Southeast corner.
It's a business.
It's not a restaurant.
Not a restaurant.
The southeast corner.
Hang on.
Say it again.
The southeast corner of 17th and South Street.
Okay.
Oh, and Bill, can I
got this. It's the skating place. The skating museum.
That would be like 40th.
It's not even close.
And the north. That'd be the northwest corner of that. Yeah. You got to take this one, Dan. What business is that? 17th and
17th. Oh, gosh. Is that... Well, I guess that'd be... Southeast would be Walgreens.
Brilliant!
It is a Walgreens. Now, this will go to Dan because you guys said it the other day. I'm very curious where he goes with this because... Bill, you'll be happy to not set this line, Bill.
Yeah.
Dan, this is to you. As of June of 2024, as in 2 months ago, how many Walgreens locations are there in the USA?
Oh, good God.
What'd you come up with that?
Well, not supposed to be one you get in the dial.
It's got to be less than a billion, huh?
Less than a billion. It's not a billion.
Is it a billion?
It's not Tom Chambers.
I'm very curious where you go with this.
All right, let's go 844.
Oh, way over.
Way over.
Way over.
Over. 844.
Way over.
Brilliant.
Now, I'm curious where you would go with your
okay, so now that's...
You've won the game. You've won the game.
Okay, so Jake flipped the tables on us.
Well, you've won the game, so there's nothing to worry about here. You've
like
won.
3,500?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not horrible. 8,250. So
8,000.
Dan, thanks for trying to get your bagel and coffee and calling down the road. Nice try today.
I got a good chuckle out of that.
Yeah, Dan. That was a good game. We got all four questions right today.
The funniest thing was when Bill said we tried to box him out.
It does.
Hey, we don't try to box you out.
Oh, the number of times I hear, hey, listen, we've done this show a long time.
No,
we did not.
I don't think we've ever said that.
We did not need you on this show. It's been very clear.
I just said that
you try to box
really
me out.
They box me out all the time.
Do you want to travel with an extra box to Utah?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound very
I would have carried
ideal.
An extra suitcase. I would have set up in the hotel. It would have been awesome.
Jake shut it down.
It's like, shut it down. So I had nothing.
There could be tech problems. I'm good with. If I'm not there, I can't fix the problem.
It's a major. So why you're not going to be here is because
remind people again before
Alex Smith is going to the Ring of Honor at Utah.
Yes,
first player
ever. And also, me and my wife will be traveling with him to. We're going with Alex and the family in December to the College Football Hall of Fame. He got inducted to all.
Laura is a big fan of Alex Smith.
Yes.
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 A lot of people.
Yes. She is a lot of people.
She
kind of built a picture of them together, all three of them.
She thinks Alex is extremely attractive. Yes.
She's made it very clear and apparent.
Who would be the second? Okay, sick question for you. Who would be the second player in the Ring of Honor at Utah?
Ooh, that's a good.
Who would that be?
I'm trying to think. Go back and think on that.
Think about your history at Utah.
Was Steve Smith at Utah or not?
Steve Smith would probably be the one. Yep. Steve Smith would be.
Jake's good at stuff like this. Was there any linemen like?
Oh yes, there've been several. I thought, and then they had. I think I'll say the name right. Malafala, running back, would be one that was really. I'm trying to think of just
Steve Smith.
And then they had a cornerback named Sean Smith, who was a Dolphin for a while. He was like 6'3". He was good. He was a dude.
Really good.
Loved that guy.
Eric Weddle.
Eric Weddle. Longtime NFL safety.
Good conversation. A true freshman comes in, getting ready to play Colorado State, and Urban Meyer asked me, what our rotation for the game. I said, going to play Weddle. He's like, concerned about Weddle as a true freshman. How much is he going to play? I said, well, I'm starting him. He's like, whoa, starting him? I said, yeah, he's starting. So he started as a corner, as a true freshman. And then played, 14 years in the league, I think?
Yeah.
Won the Super Bowl at the Rams.
Very good player.
Fascinating.
Yeah, he played offense and defense. That's an interesting
story. So Urban was caught off guard.
They're kind of like, whoa, are we sure we want to do this? Because Colorado State, that was Sonny Lubick. It was real.
Wow.
We beat him in a crazy game that day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Weddle, very, very good player.
Weddle will probably be the next one in, honestly.
Okay.
Bill, enjoy your travels. We'll see you Tuesday. If you want to call in, you're more than welcome to.
No, we're boxing.
We're boxing.
You know what? That'd be the best one like that. I've been seeing Ben. They said that they're busy.
They're full.
The show's full. They got people on. There's four callers ahead of you. And we didn't get a chance to come in.
If we don't hear from you.
They're still like that. Like I said, I'm always like. Remember, you guys, I have to ask every week if I'm back in the next week.
What does he want?
Yeah. Oh, he's back again. Back again.
Box me out.
The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.